Good morning, happy Tuesday. This is K2PCB. K2PCB on Ross's Node, listening for any calls.
This is KE2GDQ, listening for any calls.
Starting to wonder if no one was on today. Good morning, Sir Brad.
K2PCB, how are you this morning? It seems like a pretty decent morning out there.
Yeah, so far it is quite nice. No complaints here. Though I would have been better with a Thursday or something. It seems like the week's cruising right along, but it's only Tuesday. It kind of sucks. What are you going to do? And Bill's off all week this week. He was the last few days of last week. All this week on an Alaskan cruise. Not that I get the slack off. I have to show some progress when he comes back. So, hopefully I can nail down this problem I'm working through on this project. And, all in all, things are pretty good. How's your day looking?
Hello.
You still hearing me, Brad? Is Ross's node having issues like you were thinking?
Travis, can you hear me now?
I definitely hear you. There is some noise in there. I don't know where it's coming from, but I can hear you.
Okay, I'm coming through Echo Link on the computer because there's a ton of static on the node, and I could barely hear you, so I'm trying this.
Okay, yeah, we'll give it a whirl here. If if this proves to be noisy, then maybe it's on my end, but how is it sounding now for you?
There is no frying of bacon in the background here.
Well, that's very interesting. Do you still have your radio on by chance?
I do. I have the volume turned all the way down.
Okay. I was just going to talk on the direct side and just verify that everything's coming in good this way.
When you were coming in direct and I was picking you up through Echolink, it was clear. It was all quiet.
Yeah, we definitely need to talk to Ross about that then. Sounds like something on his side, just because I think really you're the only one that relies on that RF connection. Yep. Okay. Well, we figure that out.
Yeah, I think this will work for now. It gives me a chance to use it. Since I've got it, may as well use it. I saw Jeff's text yesterday on the Zygu G90, and I went to send the guy a message to see if it was still available, and because I'm not a user of Facebook, I couldn't even send him a message.
That's exactly what I had to do when I wanted to start buying off of Marketplace a couple years ago. I sort of stepped away from Facebook. I had my account on, what do they call that? Not suspended, but basically inactive. Maybe deactivated was the word, but not deleted. And if I ever wanted to come back in, I just logged back in and it comes back. And it had been like that for over a decade, I think. And I wanted to use Marketplace, and I was up against that same requirement, but I had deleted my account after a while. So then I had to create one from scratch. And I set it up so that it doesn't allow any friend requests. It's just kind of like a blank access so I can use Marketplace. No Messenger or anything.
That's interesting. I may have to look into that to see if that's going to work or not. But I'd like to do is wait, and, well, I guess I could wait and see. It's too bad I wasn't going to the HamFest this weekend. You know, because I know that you've been able to get some really good deals at these different HamFests.
Did Jeff say that it was being sold by someone in the club? Was it the club itself that was selling it? Was it John Russo that was selling it?
I thought he mentioned there was someone through the club, but I haven't seen any email, because a lot of times, not always, you know, just been in the past, club members have put out a club email saying that they've got such and such for sale. I don't remember seeing that here, but it very well could be. Jeff is definitely more involved in the club than I am.
Yeah, I had seen that come around, and I had also seen, it was on Marketplace in Eden, somebody was selling an FT 890, 891. Basically, it was that HF with 6 meter mobile, 100 watts for $400. And I thought, oh, that looks, that's attractive. That's a nice price. And I was kind of debating, you know, do I want to put one of those in the truck? I have dedicated HF in here. But as far as features, it's very simple. And it's all menu driven. There's no, you know, spectrum display. There's no waterfall that you would get from a SDR type radio like the G90. So you get all that, and you're trading off 20 watts versus 100 watts. But both kind of around the same price point, 400 for the Yaesu, and what was that, 350, 390? Maybe I'm getting the 90 mixed up in my head on how much that one was.
Yeah, I think it was either 325 or 350. I can't remember which for the G90. I've heard good things about them. The YouTube videos that I watch, people like them. You know, yesterday I was watching a video with Salty Walt. I mean, he was using 5 watts, and he was able to hit Japan on voice. It wasn't even CW, it was a voice phone. So, yeah, low-power HF can do amazing things from what I'm seeing on YouTube.
Definitely hearing similar reports just in general with low-power communication, but, yeah, people use that radio a lot for POTA, and the fact that it does have all those features, you're just limited to 20 watts, and you can put an amp on that. That would be perfect. Make a good home station, make a portable station. Not a bad radio from what I hear. I've never had a chance to play with one though. Yeah, maybe you have to reach out directly to the club and see if you can make some other deal outside of Facebook.
Yeah, Thursday night would be the night to go to the club and inquire. However, this is the weekend that we have the kids for, the grandkids for 5 days. We're calling it summer camp. So we're going to have to keep them pretty busy. This would be the week, but things come up. You know, it's going to happen. Whether I buy a brand new one or a used radio, it's going to happen pretty soon.
You've been doing your research, so whatever you decide on, I'm sure you'll be happy with. So that's cool. Maybe I'll pause and see if anyone else has joined us. This is K2PCB. K2PET. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning there, Russ. Brad is reporting a frying egg sound on the RF side between your node and his radio. How are you hearing your node this morning?
Well, I'm about 10 on the road. I'm still getting full quieting from it.
It's interesting that when I went to
Rex, I wonder if it's on my end then.
That
I'm picking this up. I know that yesterday, Ross, when you and I talked, by time you were closer, it was full quieting. So I'm wondering if it's on my end.
You both doubled. I take it Brandon coming in through Echo Lake this morning.
That is affirmative.
All right, well, there's nothing wrong with that. I was curious. I was picking up at this good. I had to think about it for a second. Oh, yeah, you're coming through Echo Lake. So, yeah, I'm hearing it full quieting right now. I'm almost to Ransom Road here.
Okay, I'm coming through direct now, so if someone could give me a radio check, I can see what's going on.
Yeah, I can hear you directly, too. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, I heard you come over Echo Link, Ross, so you must be just a tad bit out yet.
Okay, well, Echo Link works. Yeah, so I seen you passing yesterday, Travis, at work. I've been so busy, I haven't had a chance to come back and chat with you.
Hey, Ross, I was just bouncing back and forth between your node and RF and direct. I can barely pick you up. You're just breaking the noise floor, which is interesting. I'm sitting here at work right now. But that shouldn't be the same problem with what Brad is hearing, so I don't get it. Everything I'm hearing when I'm going in through my mobile node and bouncing back through, everything sounds great. So I don't know what's happening.
I'll have to take a look at the outside connection on the antenna itself. The one inside is good. I haven't been moving anything. I am using RG58, and that's not the best cable. Maybe it is time to get a different cable, get something better. Maybe that is the problem.
I've got 646. I'm going to run. I'll let you guys chat. This is K2PCB. I'll catch you guys later. 73.
All right, Travis, see you in there. 73. Oh, how you doing, Brad? I seen Jeff send you some images of certain, I guess it's a 20-watt HF rig. Seems like you're in the market for an HF rig now.
Oh, yes, definitely in the market for an HF rig. Working at field day was really cool. I really liked that. I went to message the guy and to see if it was still available, and I have to become I got to create an account and stuff like that. I never went into Facebook. It was always something that just bothered the heck out of me. I mean, there are people that I would love to get in contact with, guys that I knew from the Air Force. You know, even some guys from, some kids from high school. But there's some people I really don't care if they know whether I'm alive or not. So I never did set up a Facebook account.
Yeah, I have a Facebook account. It says I haven't been on there since 2015, so I think I should delete it. I'm not a big Facebook user.
Yeah, Travis was telling me that he created an account. He had one a long time ago, but then when he started looking at Facebook Marketplace, he ended up reinstating or reactivating his account. But he's got it set up so that there's like no friend requests or I guess I'll have to look into it to see if I can make it really private. I don't know, or just stay off Facebook. It doesn't seem like anything good has come. Well, my daughter was on Facebook, and it seemed like it made her just miserable from what the comments people were saying about stuff, and so she eventually stopped using it, and was a good thing for her.
Yeah, bad, sad thing is, fortunately, was it Twitter, all the other ones, Instagram, people still can't seem to grasp that being nice to each other on those. So, yeah, that's the, I guess that's the downfall. People that ruin it are the ones that are on there.
Yes, just because you're hiding behind a screen, you know, and what they call them, keyboard warriors. People still have feelings, whatever way you look at it, whether you're reading it or you're actually saying it to somebody. But it's funny, is it seems like people tend to say things differently on those, at least from what I'm understanding, from those forums, than they would ever say face to face. It's kind of weird.
So I guess my wife got a couple friends come over to play on the new playground. So we're going to give it the torture test. Should be pretty good. Now, let's think about the way it's set up. I don't think it ever would collapse, but if it ever does, it's kind of not a good spot to put a tire sling, even though they recommend putting it underneath the whole playground. If that thing ever comes down. So I think I'm going to do myself some diligence and put some more bracing underneath, at least like 4x4 posts on each corner, just to kind of give myself a little better feeling about it. I mean, it's structurally it's sound now, but you never know.
I hear you, Ross. Coming in direct now, let's see how this works.
Yeah, I don't know. As far as I can tell on my end, it's fine. I'm getting my usual little choppiness. I'm also going off Commerce right now, so Commerce Parkway. So that's to be expected.
Yeah, but now you're coming in full quiet. You're fully quiet. It's a nice strong signal, so I wonder what's going on.
Well, yeah, I'm coming. I'm actually closer to you now on my truck. Are you hearing the beeps just as clear? Like the Roger beeps and stuff?
Yep, I can hear the Roger beep. As far as an S signal, it's lower. It's obviously not as strong as what your signal is right now. But I can still hear the Roger beep and no real static. But when I was talking to Travis first thing, a lot of sizzling in the background. It was weird.
Yeah, that is weird. I don't know. Maybe I'll try switching radios again. I got four of them in play now. I took the one off because it doesn't have a fan. That's the one I usually play in the wintertime. It's funny, I got the radios for seasons. I didn't feel comfortable leaving that one going because it doesn't have a fan on. And then, obviously, in the summer heat, I don't think it would survive very well. I have a radio on there now. The one it used to be, that one's got a fan on it. So when it gets hot, it will start the fan run and cool off the radio. Maybe I do have another one that one has a fan on as well. So maybe I will switch radios and give it a shot.
I wouldn't worry too much about it right now because, you know, I can use the Echo Link. I have it. Why not use it? Travis comes in, well, the last couple of days, Travis has been coming in much better, Echo Link, obviously, than through me using the radio. So, things that make you go, Ross.
Yeah, I can't place a finger on mine. I hear it just as well as I do every other day, so I don't know. Maybe it's the noisemaker here in the middle of town. Maybe it's picking up again. Also, the other things I notice too are when I get close to like the power lights, the cable lines and stuff, I know that flying. I know the internet, I guess, that comes down is pretty noisy. I've done that with my by showing my cable coming in there, I just take my HD next to the coax coming in and out, and man, that thing noisy. All the internet that comes down. I'll be happy with, once they all go fiber optic, you can get rid of all the noise that's on the poles and hopefully quiet the noise floor down a little bit. I wonder if that sometimes causes it too.
Yeah, they very well could be. Yes, I would like to see them go fiber optic. I've asked Verizon when that they were going to put fiber optic in my neighborhood, and this was years ago, and they said, oh, yeah, you're on the list. You know, Lancaster's on the list, and your area's on the list. And then I would go back and, no, we can't come into Lancaster for some reason. But I've heard of, I think it's called Greenlight fiber optic. And my understanding is it is in the neighborhood. My friend Bob, he has it up in Tonawanda. He says it's good. He likes it. So he says it's cheaper because I just saw that my cable bill is going to go up $10 this month.
Yeah, I wish they would put green light in Alden, too. I've seen them in Alden, but I haven't heard of any installations going on, so I don't know what's going on. I don't know if they're just getting ready, which would be a good thing. I have been forever wanting to drop Spectrum. They are ridiculously expensive for the speeds that they provide. And with that, Brad, I'm going to say 7-3 to you. I got Ron Bile listening out for your final. So KT2 DDQ, this is KT2 PET. 7-3, you have a good day, Brad. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
73 is KC2PDT. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And this is KE2GDQ, and we're clear for today.